There are a couple of thousand of Iranians living in Ireland, and this past week has been nerve-wracking for them, worried for their families and friends still in Iran and trying to get accurate information about what's happening. And one of those is scientist and women's rights activist Dr. Zahra Ghulamvand, and she's on the line now. Dr. Ghulamvand, good morning to you.
Hello, hi Anya.
Tell me what the past week has been like for you and other members of the Iranian community here.
First of all, I want to express my sympathy and my heart goes with all Iranian people inside and outside Iran. So it's been horrifying. All I can tell is that this uncertainty and also lack of information and connection to Iran is killing everybody. It's been a week since the war started, and now is 3 days after the absolute blackout. So we have very little information about our families and how they are doing. And the Tehran, it's now seeing the scenes of Tehran being empty. It's like apocalypse. It's like we never used to see Tehran with 10 million population like this ever before.
How are you able to make contact with family back at home? What's it been like?
So at the beginning of the war, so the connections were okay. We called them a couple of times a day and seeing, and of course, everyone outside were pushing them to leave Tehran and some other cities that are close to nuclear power stations or military bases. We were constantly pushing them. So it was okay until 3 days ago. There was blackout for a few hours, so everyone was panicking because we couldn't reach them in any way. It is not only dangerous because, or only worrying for us, it is also dangerous because sometimes we see some warning from Israel, IDF, that says people should evacuate this region 3 or this region 18 like very shortly because they're being bombed. So how people of Iran going to get this information, but then they don't have internet at all? So now the third day and we still don't have any contact. So as I said, the most worrying things for us is like they are not seeing these warnings. And so there are different views on how, why this is happening, why the internet connection, which is vital for these moments. Even I think people in Gaza, they still have internet. People of Israel, they get warning on their mobile and they evacuate. But nothing like this for Iran. People were saying that the regime sees this opportunity that they have been always looking for to change, to disconnect Iran from the world and have their own national internet network so they can control even more the people inside Iran. So we are guessing that's the case, but there are also some other security reason they provide. They say, oh, these drones and Israel system is based on information from internet, and that's the reason we shut down the internet completely. So the problem is that we don't trust either side. We don't trust the regime. We don't trust Israel. So we don't know what's going to happen and what's exactly behind this blackout.
And relatives you've been able to contact and friends, are they able to get food, medicines? And if they do want to flee, where can they flee?
So it is not easy to say evacuate a town, a big city, a mega city with 12 million people in few days. The roads have very limited capacity. So, for example, my brother-in-law, even though my husband pushed him so much, calling him every day, begging, crying that you have to leave because you have a little girl, little daughter, just leave because of him. Because of her, but they can't, because they said everyone now is moved to north of Iran and they're not prepared for this population with this number of people. So there is a food shortage over there. They cannot even get bread and essential things for living because it's not made for that many people. So a lot of people with a patient with elderly people or with kids with special needs or people in hospital, they have nowhere to go. They have to stay, and we are all worried about them. Like, my family also couldn't move. A lot of people, they don't have the money because of the banking system is hacked. And also the ATMs have limited money that they can provide you. So the banking system is broken. People have no money. A lot of people, they have no place to go. So they have to like hold each other and sit and hope for the best. And so that's very worrying, especially knowing that because of the banking system, mm-hmm. And the money they don't have, and they have to suffer a lot. And also petrol is limited. So they ask people to leave Tehran. At least they need a full tank, like, yeah, 30 or 40. But they provide them only 10 liter per person. And a lot of people were stuck in the road because they don't have petrol and they're running out. People in this situation, they're helping each other, but, you know, it's not possible. It's not making sense, all this evacuation.
I hope your worries are eased soon. And thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. That's Dr. Zahra Golanvand, Iranian scientist and women's rights activist living in Ireland. It's 4 minutes to 9.